From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Tens of thousands of demonstrators marched through the streets of Copenhagen today, demanding that delegates to the UN conference there take action to deal with climate change. The march was peaceful, but elsewhere in the city, radical protesters threw rocks and smashed windows. Several hundred of them were arrested. More from NPR's David Kestenbaum in Copenhagen.
It was a cold day to march for global warming. Protesters carried yellow signs reading "Planet Not Profit" and "No Planet B." There was a giant inflatable snowman with a sign saying, "Stop Global Warming." Some protesters staged a sit-down. Television images showed police closing off a street, with some people sitting on the curb, their hands held behind their backs with plastic ties. The sun sets early this far north, but the march continued in darkness under the streetlights. The final destination is the convention center where the climate talks are taking place. Over 100 heads of state from around the world will be arriving next week, including President Obama. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Copenhagen.
The Senate, by the closest of votes, headed off a threatened Republican filibuster of a massive spending bill to fund almost half of the federal government, including agencies such as the Justice and State Departments. Democratic leaders needed 60 votes and finally got them, but only by extending the voting time for nearly an hour, so 92-year-old Senator Robert Byrd of West Virginia could be wheeled into the chamber, and so Connecticut Senator Joseph Lieberman, who's an Orthodox Jew, could walk 3 miles from his synagogue to Capitol Hill. Republicans, including Arizona Senator John McCain, argued that the spending bill has too many wasteful elements.
Independent analysis of the bill reveal a whopping 12% increase in government spending for 2010, while the inflation rate in the country remains near zero. Now, really, isn't that remarkable? A 12% increase in spending when people are out of jobs, out of their homes.
A final vote on the bill is expected tomorrow. Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe scolded members of his political party for infighting today. NPR's Ophelia Quist-Arkin reports.
In a radio address, President Mugabe said his political opponents had benefited from deep divisions within his ZANU-PF party. Observers say the rifts are a definite sign of factionalism and jockeying for leadership positions, which Mugabe said cost his party an absolute majority in last year's elections. He complained that there were too many wannabe leaders. Zimbabwe's veteran president said political bickering was destroying the party that has kept him in power for almost 3 decades since independence from Britain in 1980. In February, Mugabe entered a power-sharing government with his main political adversary, Morgan Tsvangirai. The unity government meant Mugabe cronies lost lucrative cabinet positions.
Ophelia Quist-Arkin reporting. This is NPR News from Washington. The 5 American men being held by authorities in Pakistan have been moved to Lahore for further questioning. Investigators are reportedly hunting for the alleged mastermind of a plot to send the men to Afghanistan to fight against U.S. forces. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy has more.
Pakistani officials say that a special team has been assembled for the interrogation of the 5 Americans in Lahore. A police source said conspiring with militants involved in terror is one possible charge. The FBI arrived in Pakistan this week to join the probe. Making any case in the United States would greatly depend on what the suspects tell the FBI. Pakistani officials say they turned up computers and telephone records indicating that the group had accessed jihadi websites and made contact with local militants here. At least 2 extremist groups are reported to have refused to meet the young Americans. Speculation is rising that the suspects will be deported, but Interior Minister Rehman Malik said, until Pakistani law enforcement agencies or the courts clear the cases, there will be no deportations. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
President Obama is praising the House for approving an ambitious restructuring of regulations covering the financial sector. Mr. Obama says the measure is aimed at preventing a repeat of last year's financial crisis.
We should never again find ourselves in the position in which our only choices are bailing out banks or letting our economy collapse.
The president, in his weekly radio and internet address today, urged the Senate to add its approval to the legislation. The bill would give the federal government new authority to split up troubled financial firms before they collapse and would create a new agency to oversee consumer lending. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.